For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team back at home this weekend, back into CCHA play. We'll host Lake Superior State, joined by sophomore goalie Gavin Enright out of Farmington. Let's start with your hometown, Gavin. I graduated from high school in Goodhue, which isn't too terribly far south of Farmington, and Farmington was nothing but farm fields back then. Now, I graduated almost a decade before you were born. Yeah. You've got to be one of the, you know, the guys that have started Farmington hockey. What was youth hockey like for you and growing that program?
Yeah, we had a lot of young talent at my age, especially in the youth association. We had a lot of kids that we played first, second years together, and it was really nice. And I mean, we weren't the best team in youth hockey, but we had one or two teams every year that were top in state. And towards the end of your youth hockey career, once you're ready to go to high school, it was guys would leave for other schools, but other high schools. But I got the privilege to play with like Jake Ottinger for 2 years. He was in Farmington Youth Association, and also a lot of other college players, current and past. So just being able to play with those guys too, it was really cool. But obviously, high school, we had a really tight, good team my freshman and sophomore year. So it was really fun. And obviously that kind of, we were the first AA Farmington team to make state, and it was something crazy, and I'll never forget too. Just to be a little farm town school, and everyone saying the Big Lakeville's got you, but it was nice to beat them.
I never played goalie, so I'll admit I don't understand how you guys can be best of friends and yet still both want to play and don't let the other one play. You know, the closest I can come up with is probably a quarterback on a football team. There's only one quarterback. There's only one goalie that can play. How can you and Matthias and Michael be friends and still be as competitive as you guys are?
You know, I've been watching a lot of this Tom Brady documentary, and in the first episode, first two episodes, it's him and Drew Bledsoe, and Drew Bledsoe signs a big deal, and then Tom Brady takes over off of an injury, and Drew just continues to support Tom Brady, even though he's not in that role, and just they win the Super Bowl the first year, and just seeing the support from Drew to Tom, kind of like, okay, I'm not in the game right now, but you have to support the other guy no matter what. And it's kind of the same for that too, for goalie. Whereas you support during the game, but then during practices, you're like, okay, I'm going to outcompete this guy. I'm going to outcompete that guy. But at the end of the day, you know, we don't make the call who's starting in net. So you kind of just have to battle and do whatever you can to battle the other guy, and just that kind of heightens the competitiveness out of each other, and it's a fun time sometimes.
There's no doubt that quarterbacks and goalies, you get too much credit when you win, you get too much of the blame when you lose.
Yes.
Let's talk about the penalty kill last weekend. Obviously, St. Cloud State's power play is really, really, really good. Where were the breakdowns, especially on Saturday?
I think just they utilized their rink really well, just being a big ice sheet. And, you know, it's whenever you give teams multiple opportunities on the power play, it's no matter who it is, it's going to be very hard to keep battling that. So I think just overall, just the penalties were really hard for us. And I think the penalties were overall just the breakdown of the second period, and had us climbing up the mountain instead of being able to be at the same level as the whole game. So
there's a mindset out there of Minnesota State might be really hard to catch. They've got a comfortable lead, but anything can happen. If you guys take care of one game at a time, that big picture takes care of itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
What's going to take to get Lake State this weekend?
Obviously, we just at home, we have to be better, especially the second half. So we need to start getting on the right foot at home, which would be two big wins to start. And obviously, we just have to focus on us. We can't focus on, oh, we won today, but Mankato won today. You can't look at it like that. You're not chasing Mankato. You're trying to benefit yourself. So just taking each series, each game, one by one, and really focusing on what we need to do instead of what another team needs to do is where mindset needs to be.
Great attitude. Good luck.
Thank you.